When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
So I have to keep working hard. Hopefully everything will work out. I'll be number one in the future.
So I'm going to continue to work hard. And we as a team are going to continue to work hard as an organization the same way. We continue to push and push until we get back to that top.
Well, everybody would be at the cafeteria work, you know, eating and doing all sorts of stuff. I just go back to the gym.
I'm talking to the one that's been through hell. I'm talking to the one that really wants to take it to that level that no one has ever been.
If you learn to put in 120%, I guarantee you one day you'll wake up 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years, I don't know, and you'll make exactly what you want to make. You'll have the job you want to have. You'll have a position that you want. You'll have everything in life that you want. If you can learn not only to go to work, but I'm talking about go with all your energy, all your strength, and all your spirit.
If you continue to believe that your best work is behind you, then you will never achieve what is ahead of you. You are going to have to get acquainted with pain, with discomfort, with inconvenience, because hunger is the only thing that's going to give you the power to persevere through that pain.
We spread ourselves too thin, don't know how to say no. And we find ourselves doing all kinds of things and never ever have time to do those things that we need to do to work on ourselves. And then there goes a second, there goes another second, there goes another second, and we can't stop and hold time. And before you know it, you wake up one day and you're behind in your dreams and your bills.
Work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in 80 to 100 hour weeks every week.
When someone gives you help, make sure you push it right back and give them help.
What you gonna do on Monday? I don't see that. What you gonna do on Tuesday? Like, you just showing me your dream. I don't see what you doing on Wednesday. What time you getting up on Saturday? What you doing on the weekend when everybody else chilling? Show me your plan. Don't just show me your dreams.
It ain't gonna be easy. It's not gonna be a walk in the park. There's always more to give. You got to be willing to sacrifice. You got to be willing to hurt. You got to be willing to yell out. Whatever it takes, keep pushing forward.
I'm telling you, it's a short window. You're not gonna be doing this at 47 years old, 58 years old, 62. So if you got 10 years, why not give 120? Because if you give 120, you guys have an opportunity of a lifetime, and it's a short window.
I work because I'm hungry. I sacrifice because I'm never full. I lose sleep because I'm going after my dream.
If other people are putting in 40-hour work weeks and you're putting in 100-hour work weeks, then you will achieve in 4 months what it takes them a year to achieve.
Again. new opportunity. Get up and get after it.
It's not about scrolling through social media and looking at people on vacations and looking at the people that are projecting the highlights of their life. It's not about that. It's about, can you do better than you did yesterday?
If you're walking through or walked out of or survived the worst trauma and pain of your life, believe that this is the first day of the best days of your life. Get up. Get up. Wake up. There's always another level. And it's not about beating the man or woman that's standing in the room with you. It's about beating the man and the woman that's in the mirror. Can you do better than you? Can you do better than you did yesterday? That's all I want to ask you. Can you do better? You may be tired. You may be broken. You may be hurting. People may have betrayed you, lied on you, left you, but you refuse to give up. There are going to be days when you are not going to feel like waking up. You are not going to feel like getting out of the bed. You are tired of yourself. You are tired of looking at the face in the mirror that you see. You are tired of maybe the way that your body looks, or the money that you have, or the people that you are connected to. There are going to be days when you are going to be tired of being you. And you got two options. You can give up or get up. This is the day that everything changes. Get up! Rise and grind! Begin waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You may have to lose sleep for a week so that you can accomplish what it is that you've been destined to accomplish. What you were born to contribute to humanity. And so I know it hurts, and I know it's expensive. Everything you need to get to this next level is inside of you. But if you don't count up the cost of what it's going to take, and if you are not willing to pay that price, you cannot have your future. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. Just get in a mirror and start speaking life over yourself.
You're making progress. This needs you to be 1% better than you were yesterday.
Get up. You got a day to conquer. When you leave this place, I need you to get in beast mode and stay in beast mode. On three, beast mode. One, two, three.
Beast mode.
No, come on. One, two, three.
Beast mode.
Come on. One, two, three.
Beast mode.
If you wake up at 3:30, some other kid's getting up at 3 and he's got 30 minutes on you today.
I need you to do me a huge favor. I need you not only to want to be a beast, I need you to live in beast mode. Because if you live in beast mode, you'll have what other people don't have. Listen to me very closely. Not only will you have what other people don't have, you'll do what other people can't do. So what is it? What is that one thing that you're saying that I am going to get this thing done and I'm going to make my dreams become a reality?
Everyone wants to be a beast until it's time to do a real beast do.
Everybody wants to be a beast. Everybody wants to make their dreams become a reality. There's no one sitting in this room who said, I want to procrastinate. I don't want to get it done. I don't want to get to the next level. No, every person in this room, not only do you want your dreams to become a reality, you deserve for your dreams to become a reality.
This is important. Seasons are always temporary. Say it. Crisis is not a permanent condition. It's just a season. And the key to life is what you have to do is organize yourself to outlast the season. That's all.
As long as you're average, you're going to get what average people get.
If you get to that point where you do exactly what you say you're going to do, you're going to get to the next level.
But no one can do it for you but you. It's not over until I win.
Life has taught me that you will grow through what you go through. Life has taught me that you will grow through what you go through. Life has taught me for every level, there's another devil. Life has taught me the depth of your struggle will determine the height of your success.
Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. Everybody wants something in life. But many of you in this room right now, your beast mode is idle. Your beast mode is not turned on. And when you leave this place, I'm telling you, your life is going to go to a whole nother level if you can learn to turn that switch on and keep that switch on. I outlasted the pain.
My thoughts are disciplined and of the highest order. I usher in God's truth with the power of my mind. All the powers in my life that appear to be now bow to the power that actually is. Any illusions that run contrary to the truth immediately dissolve before my very eyes. I am the source. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God lives in me. Therefore, I am whole, and I bring that wholeness into every situation. I strum the divine chord, and my harmony summons the full manifestation of who I am. Some talk about truth, that's religion, but I demonstrate it, that's power. I am truth in motion, nothing can stop me. It is written, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. There's no obstacle, no situation, no trial or tribulation that can stop my dream from manifesting. I didn't just think outside the box. I completely destroyed it. I close my eyes and project my dream onto the canvas of the world until everything that I imagine becomes my reality. Circumstances align and conspire to acknowledge truth, and I am truth in motion. Burning, I am the inner symphony of fire. Good is not good enough for me. Greatness made me. Therefore, greatness is in me. There is nothing about my creator, my maker, that is lukewarm, that is average. Anybody who doesn't believe in my dream doesn't belong in my life. Money comes to me easily, frequently, and abundantly in God's perfect way. Lack, sickness, disease, none of them have any place in me. For the Lord didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Let us all close our eyes and starve the illusions and feed our dreams. Fresh water shall pour from the fountain of ambition. There we will recover our lives. Again we shall rule the days. For by facing our fears, the fears of dying, we shall once again discover living. Darkness, ignorance, savagery, all fall from the tree of confusion. Those asleep roam the orchids of struggle, while the chosen build their empires. Yet who's strong enough to conquer their own thinking? Who's brave enough to war with failure? Fresh water shall pour from the altar of immortality, because we are the priests of destiny. The inner symphony of fire. I strum the divine chord, and my harmony summons the full manifestation of who I am. Religion talks about truth, but true awareness demonstrates it. A fully awakened believer is not subject to external circumstances. He's the master. The level of truth that you function at will determine the amount of power that you have over your circumstances. I see not, I believe. I hear not, I believe. I know not, but still I believe. I starve the illusions and feed my dream. I am truth in motion. God still moves. You can keep your religion, I'll keep my relationship. You can keep on doubting, while I'm believing. You can keep on hating while I'm grinding and dreaming. You trying to get a paycheck. I'm trying to leave a legacy. Your goal is to get on stage. You waste the days gossiping with your friends. I grind from the moment I get up to the moment I go to bed. I have no plan B. There is only one option, and that is for me to succeed. This is a hobby for you. This is air for me. If I don't do this, I don't breathe. They ask me, if I wasn't doing motivational art, what would I be doing? I said, I'd be in the grave. I didn't come to be an all-star. I didn't come to be in the Hall of Fame. I came to be the best that ever did it. I am the source. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God lives in me. Therefore, I am whole. And I bring that wholeness into every situation. I'm not playing for victory. I'm playing from it. I am the source. As Christ said on the cross, it is finished. What kind of life do you want to live? Success is a choice. It's a decision that only you can make for you. First comes the choice. Then comes the commitment. Are you willing to commit to doing what it takes to go where you want to go? A lot of people say they want to be successful, but they struggle and they stumble on that commitment part. A lot of times, the only way we will make that commitment is we have to hit rock bottom. We have to get so sick and tired of feeling the way we do before we'll ever take the action needed to crawl up out of that pit. I think you're ready. I think you're ready and you wouldn't be listening to me right now. I think you know that you have greatness on the inside of you. And you just need somebody to speak over your life. And that's what I'm going to do right now. I speak greatness over you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the line, getting ready to run today. Life has taught you many things. Without its guidance, you would not be standing here today. It's a shame that most people in this world have dreams that they are not working on because they are afraid. It's a shame. Many people, they waste time. They waste time doubting. They waste time of being afraid of it. They waste time thinking too much about what other people say. It's really a shame. It's a shame that they put down themselves instead of building themselves up. It's a shame. It's a shame that you are let everything around you bring you down to a point to where you can't get up. It's a shame that people look down on you and say that you have had it and that you are over the hill. Tell them this, I've been up the hill many times. My life isn't over yet. Young man, young woman, you have your life to live. You have to breathe that life. How dare you give up on yourself? How dare you give up on your dreams? This is your life. I've been up the hill many times. In fact, I slipped a few times. I didn't even want to get back up because I was too afraid to go up because I felt like the hill was just too steep. But you gotta know, the steeper the climb, the harder the climb. And if it gets tough, you gotta get a little bit tough. So what do? You don't keep sliding down. You find a way to get up and climb up. That's what I had to do. That's what you must do.
In order to achieve greatness, you must first believe you can.
What do you want? What do you like? You got to be able to add passion to it to activate that thing and make that dream a reality.
The reason why you're not taking advantage of this opportunity is not because you don't believe in it. You don't believe in you.
What would you like to do? What do you believe
you've been destined to do. What talents, skills, giftings, and abilities do you possess to support your desire to do it? What are your motives for wanting to do it? Why do you want to become what you are looking to become? What steps are you taking to become and to live the life, to make the dream a reality?
You can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you.
So you must continue to believe. You must continue to understand that on this day, on this hour, this is your day, and your time is now. Hold on tight and don't let go. Focus on what is necessary and disconnect yourself from the things that are not necessary.
I spoke it, the world heard it, and it activated. Your problem is that you don't believe you belong here. Your problem is that you don't think you should be sitting down here.
You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day. According to your level of belief, it will manifest itself in what you're doing. Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives, is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day.
You should be a monster. Because everyone says, well, you should be harmless. You don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat. No. You should be a monster. And then you should learn how to control it.
The definition of being aggressive is forceful and sometimes overly assertive pursuit of one's aims. In combat, almost nothing will happen the way you want it to if you don't force it that way. The enemy, nature, time, there's all kinds of things that are going against you. It's a losing battle. And if you don't use force of will, then you're not going to get it done. What it means is you need to make things happen. This is the good thing about being aggressive. Sure, there's certain parts of your nature that are aggressive, but it can also be trained. You can start to think with an aggressive mindset, which is, I am going to take action. I'm going to overcome obstacles. I'm going to push through roadblocks. I'm not going to take no for an answer. And those are things that you can train. There's so often times where people, they get told no or they hit an obstacle and it's game over for them. They're just done. They're done training. They're over it. And your attitude, you have to go, okay. Little roadblock. Cool. How am I going to get through it? How am I going to get around it?
What I need you to do is evaluate yourself today. Evaluate yourself to see where you are in this race of life. Many of you don't even realize that you've been racing to the finish line. This life is a race. Some of you need to be pushed to start running because you've been walking or you haven't been moving for so long. And you don't even know that you're in a race, that all of us are competing to win. But it doesn't matter where you finish. It matters that you run after your goals and your dreams. The way to live is to run after your dreams, to run after your goals, and to run after that finish line. There may be things in your life right now that's holding you back from running, but you have to break through those things. They're there to hinder you, but you can't let it force you to stop running. Chase your dreams, chase your goals. I don't know the situation you're in right now, but the situation that you're in is not your future.
It's not who you really are. It's not your full potential. The sky's the limit, but it all starts from within. It's all up to you.
You should be a monster.
You have to be hungry for greatness.
Arise, champion! I'm speaking to somebody out there. The reason you feel so uncomfortable on the inside is because you know you're not being the best version of you that you can be. That discomfort is trying to move you from where you're at to where you belong. Your destiny is greatness. And you know this on the inside. And that voice just keeps on calling, and you're never gonna have the peace until you go become who you are supposed to be. Now, we're gonna set this change in motion for you right now. I want you to say this with me. I want you to say this out loud. I am ready to change my life. I am willing and committed to going all in and fully commit to doing the things that it takes to become the person I was meant to be. And that starts right now. All excuses stop right now. I will not, from this point forward, point the blame at anybody else for my own destiny. I will take responsibility for who I want to be. I will get up every day and work toward that person that I know that I am on the inside. I pledge with all my actions allegiance to success. I will search deep down inside for a why that will allow me to run through walls with it, because I will not be denied. Champions put in place the habits and daily rituals that manufacture success. They push themselves constantly to the point of pain. And by refusing to tap out to that pain, they eventually give birth to greatness. Pain is no match for a real champion. The legends understand to be a winner, one must be comfortable at being uncomfortable. The dark, the unknown, the fears that stalk each and every one of us must be faced and faced alone. For the more we go through the fire, the more refined we become. Those struggles, trials, and tribulations, they mold and shape us, prepare us for the calling and events to come. We learn to perform under stress, under duress, and without hesitation, because perfect practice consistently makes one perfect all the time. The inner standard of a champion sets him apart from the masses, the wannabes, and the uncommitted. Legends refuse to settle for mediocrity. For them, being average is the plague and totally unacceptable. Champions go all in all the time. Not just on game day. When the practice is over for the team, the work for the champion just begins. They understand the process and what is required to be elite, to be great, to be the best. It requires obsession, passion, focus, and an unbelievable work ethic. Sweat becomes the friend of the 1%. Success is available to anybody that is willing to work for it. Success can only be bought with the currency of hard work. And champions refuse to concede to anything less than leaving every ounce of themselves on the practice field, the weight room, the classroom. Whatever champions do, they carry that same inner standard of greatness with them. They don't turn it on and off depending on where they're at. It is constant. They never enter an environment without it. To stand next to them is to be infected. Their commitment inspires, strengthens, and impacts everyone who comes in contact with them. They are the leaders, not by word, but by actions. They set the example for their teammates and exemplify the message, blessed and unstoppable.
You're saying, I've got dreams, I have goals, there are things that I want to accomplish, I'm not satisfied. Like, I don't sleep well at night. like E.T. I dream it, E.T. I want it, E.T. Let me tell you something. If you get to that point where you do exactly what you say you're going to do, you're going to get to the next level. As an individual, I need you to get your schedule up. I need you to get your life up. I need you to get your words up. I need you to get your heart up. I need you to get your action up. I need you to get to a place that every single thing that you do is phenomenal, so that the life you want to live, you can actually live that life. Everybody wants to be number one. Everybody wants to be the best. Everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to have, to be, and do what they feel they've been called to do. The challenge becomes, most of us, when it's time to do what beasts do, we don't do it. I need you to put this down, because what you're going to discover as you're going towards your dream, as you're going towards your goal, there's so many distractions. There are going to be so many people that are haters, so many people that come up against you, so many obstacles, so many trials, so many tribulations. When people ask me, E.T., like for real, E., I know you can give me 20 things that you've done to help yourself to become successful, but E.T., I just need like one or two. Can you give me one or two? And one of the things I tell people is, I outlasted the pain. I outlasted the pain. I need you to recycle your pain. When I was sleeping in those abandoned buildings, I kept telling myself, one day you'll be a homeowner. Every time I walked into that abandoned building, I told myself that this might be your current circumstances, but this will not be how the story ends. All you have to do, E.T., is to survive today. When they kicked me out of school, I knew that I would not be a high school dropout for the rest of my life. I knew I got to get through this one day. Me and my mom have been through a lot. My mom and I have gone months and almost years of not talking to each other. But every single day I kept telling myself, one day I'll have a great relationship with my mom again. One day. Well, I didn't grow up with my biological father. He wasn't in my life until I was 30 years old. But I told myself, today your father is not in your life, but one day. And so every single day when I wake up homeless, one day. Every single day when I woke up in that abandoned building, one day is going to be E.T.'s day, but that day can't come if I give up today. So every single day when I woke up, I kept telling myself, today might not be the day, but soon it will be my day and I will recycle my pain. Say, what do you mean, E.T.? You recycled your pain. I turned homelessness into a book. I turned my father not being in my life to a book. I turned an estranged relationship with my mom into a book. I turned being homeless into a book. I turned being a high school dropout into a bestseller. And not only do they sell it in America, they sell it across the world. What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you, or will you let it redefine you? I outlasted the pain.
Rise and grind, baby. Let's go. Thank you, Lord, for giving me one more day, one more opportunity, one more meal, one more outfit on my back. Thank you for that one opportunity. If you haven't been able to get up, something inside of you has to snap. You've been insecure long enough. You've been unfit long enough. You've been unqualified long enough. You've been overlooked long enough. You've been undervalued long enough. You've been in this cave. You've been in this deep, dark prison of obscurity and uncertainty and doubt and fear. This is the day you come out of your tomb. In this very moment, you have an opportunity. Seize the opportunity. I'm talking to that person that keeps saying, I'm gonna lose weight, I'm gonna make more money, I'm gonna learn a new skill, I'm gonna make bigger connections, I'm gonna invest in myself. And day after day, you fail.
I know you don't feel up to the task. I know you've got some doubt and you've got some fear and you've got some uncertainty and you hate the image that you see in the mirror and you hate the way your money looks and your relationships look and people that you've given your all to keep walking out on you. I know you feel stuck in reverse. I know you feel like you're underpaid and undervalued and overlooked, but listen, get up! This is the day that everything changes. You've got to do what is required in order to manifest. Get up and get after it.
So take a deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. It's a new day. Control, alt, delete. Control yourself, alter your thinking, and delete negativity. Period. What are you made of? What is your DNA? What is your mentality? What are the skill sets? Come on, start to write down the vision. Believe that this is the first day of the best days of your life.
Get up and get after it. You are here by design. You are listening to this talk by design.
Every day, every single day is a new beginning.
And every decision you make is either bringing you to your destiny or taking you from your destiny.
For some of you, you got to take everything you have on the inside and claw your way back to right standing. Sometimes you got to dig deep inside.
Talking to that person that keeps failing the mission. Appreciate what has happened. Appreciate the people that walked out on you. Appreciate the people that hurt you. Appreciate the people that overlooked you. The people that slept on you. Appreciate it.
I want you to get this mentality in your head. Every day, You pay.
You may get 2 hours of sleep in 7 days so that you can accomplish what it is that you've been destined to accomplish. Everything you need to get to this next level is inside of you. There's always another level.
Seize the opportunity. And every day, every single day, gives you that new opportunity. So if you don't have a to-do list, get a to-do list. If you haven't planned the day, start planning your day the night before. If you don't have a morning routine, get a morning routine. Start your morning with prayer and meditation. If you're not tracking your progress, start tracking your progress. If you don't have accountability partners, you need to get accountability partners. If you have not identified the roadblocks, if you have not identified kryptonite, if you have not identified the hurdles, what has hindered your forward progress, identify those things.
This is your day! Get up and get after it! Many of you have been selling yourself short all of your life. You have the opportunity to experience more environmental, physical, and mental abundance. Someone who is in a constant state of elevation. Their self-talk is, I know who I am, I know where I'm going, and I know where I came from.
Working on yourself, talking to yourself, that's so very important. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time. Even when you don't want it to be there, you can't stop yourself right now from thinking. You can't do it. It's going on. And so learning how to empower yourself, part of doing that is standing up to yourself. You've got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up!
When are you going to realize that you got to get to a point and focus on the better things that are gonna get you to the next level and beyond in your life?
persistence, consistency, resilience, courage, establishing your priorities, mastering self-awareness, maintaining focus, believing that your help is coming. Because if your dream only requires you, it's not big enough.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places if you develop your gifts.
All you got to do is realize that it's up to you to make a difference in your life.
The only reason you're not the best right now is because you don't believe you're the best. And when you walk out this room, I want you to go in and I'm the best right now. He said, before you even become number one, start to proclaim it and say it long before it happened. So there are those of you who want to mimic their behavior. It's not their behavior you need. It's their mindset that you need. It's the way they think is what you need. You need to start to believe.
You have something that you brought to the universe, and that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well, and becoming the best at it, and mastering myself, and seeing what I have within me, if you decide to drop your buckets where you are and develop your gifts, I grant you, you'll never ever be without. I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you. I grant you that if you begin to work to develop your gifts, you'll develop a strong sense of happiness. You'll get a larger vision of yourself, because part of beginning to get a larger vision of yourself, all of us need some area of our lives where we can have a feeling of competence. That people know when they think about this area, that's something you do. That you eat and sleep that. And that you do that. You do that. And people know it.
I don't care what it is that you're trying to achieve, what you're trying to accomplish, what you're trying to give, how you're trying to evolve, what you are looking to become. Everything rises and falls on your perspective.
If you decide to maintain a sense of integrity with yourself, that if I speak it, I'm going to live it. It's who I am.
I know you hate the gym. I know you hate to lift weights. I know you hate cardio. I know you don't like drinking water. I know you don't like taking care of your temple. You think it's the hardest thing to do in the world to commit. But there is somebody who's in the grave today, and if they had another opportunity to live, they would enthusiastically, with great confidence and courage and consistency, do what you hate just to live a little longer. Find the positive. See the bigger picture. Guard your gratitude.
What price are you willing to pay to make the dream a reality?
But just look forward. Look forward to the best of you. Look forward to the mistakes you may make. Look forward to the failures that may come your way. And don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly. Many people give up on the 1 yard line.
It's up to you to understand that you do matter and that you got some work to do.
You pushing and you're pushing and you're pushing and you're pushing and you're doing everything right. You're tired, you're exhausted, and ain't nothing happening yet. That word is what you're waiting for. Yet. It's no different because we've messed up, because you fell off the wagon, you've been on alcohol and drugs, and you gave up on life, and you dropped out, or you've been to jail one time, two times, three times, and you really want your dream to happen, and you're putting in your work, and nothing's happening yet.
I promise you, if you keep pushing, if you keep giving me all your effort, it will happen. It must happen. It can't do anything but move. You can do anything but make progress. But I want you all to understand in saying that word that you all have to stop getting caught up in movement as progress. For some of us, the action of making progress is progress. The push itself, the fight, you get up and swing and miss, that's progress. You get up and you run at what you want with everything you got and you miss, that's progress. The effort of making the attempt is progress. And so guess what? The goals and the dreams are in that mindset to do nothing. I'll get to it tomorrow. I'll do it the next day. I'll do it the day after that. We're in a mindset of quitting. And if you want to make sure you become successful, it's not will you quit, it's will you stop preparing to quit. You gotta give up on saying, look, I can do that tomorrow. Look, this is my time for rest. This is my time for break. There is no quit. Guess what? Dreams don't stop. People do. And then you have the nerve to think or to ask yourself why you're not successful. And you see it happen every day. On Monday morning, somebody's going to get up and they're going to hand in their resignation going to a new job. On Monday morning, somebody's going to get up lifting more than you. On Monday morning, somebody's going to get up running faster than you. On Monday morning, somebody's going to get up with their name higher in the draft than you. On Monday morning, somebody's going to be getting that scholarship that you could have got. Guess what? On Monday morning, somebody's going to get up whistling to take that test while you worry. Why? There's no difference between them and you. They're not faster, they're not smarter, they're not stronger, they're not better. They just don't quit. You give up. You give up. You believe that 24 hours, that 48 hours, you deserve to be off. You deserve to relax. While you relax, and always remember this though, it's somebody grinding, it's somebody pushing harder than you, it's somebody giving up more than you. Guess what? Until you get in that mental mindset that you will not prepare to quit, you will never succeed. Because if you prepare to quit, quitting is inevitable. I'm going to have the same amount of time, the same advantage, no excuse. They're not going to have an hour more than me. They're not going to have 6 hours extra than me. I'm going to grind just as long, and I'm going to grind longer, and I'm going to prepare myself to be successful. Why? One reason. I don't quit. I don't prepare myself in the mindset to quit. And if you don't understand this right now, that you're going to have to push harder, you're going to have to fight longer, you're going to have to give in with everything you got, you're going to have to give up more, you're going to have to not be lazy, you're going to have to not listen to that old you. You're going to have to believe that this extra time I can use on the weekend or at the end of the day or at night when other people are sleeping or when everybody's at the family reunion, when other people are on vacation at the beach, I'm going to run, I'm going to get it, and I'm going to make my dreams a reality. Nobody going to stop me but me. That's the only person that can. Understand, if you want to make your dreams a reality, you've got to understand that you can't quit. Because you have a timeline for when you want your dream to become a reality, that don't mean your dream listen to you, baby. I'm not coach right now. I'm your conscience. You're in a fight between will and skill. I say will first because that's where you are. You locked and loaded with skill. You practicing every day, you putting in your work, you buying everything, you making the investment, you living your dream, you walking like your dream, you surrounding yourself around your dream, you got mentors, everything, you putting your work in, you got your skill. Now it's a test of your will. It's a mindset thing you in right now. It's a mindset thing because your challenge ain't moving. Your mountain is not moving. You don't feel like you're making any progress. You're not physically moving. When you see everything else around you and other people around you moving, you're not making progress. You're in the test of your will right now because life says it has a little more test for you. You can look at your challenge with skill and it will see it just as that. A challenge, or you can look at your challenge with will and see it as much.
understand this and listen to me clearly. You may forget this face, you may forget this voice, you may forget who told you, but get your pads out. Don't ever forget these words that I'm about to tell you. If you want to be great in this life, you only have one choice, gentlemen. You only have one choice. You can make choices that just get you remembered, or you can make choices that ultimately make you a legend. If you put as much time into working on winning as you put into thinking about losing, you'd already be a champion. When we gonna get tired of just knowing and seeing successful people and become one of them? Time is out to sit up here and just make these average decisions, make these irrelevant decisions that don't change you, don't change your family, don't change society, don't change your environment, don't change the world. It's time to make decisions that make you a legend. We see it every day. But the only difference, baby, you gonna make a choice to just be remembered, or you gonna make a choice to become a legend? You gotta stop quitting. We gotta stop giving up. All this TGIF, TGIF. It is now TGIA. Thank God I'm alive. We open our eyes and we're in our right mind. We live as though we really appreciate that opportunity. And every time I see a post, every time I see a tweet, or just anything, I want to ask the person, why are you thanking God it's Friday? Hello, newsflash. Tomorrow is Saturday. The day after that is Sunday. The day after that is Monday. What are you thanking God it's Friday for? Because you're preparing to quit. You're preparing to stop what you're doing. You're prepared to clock out. You're prepared to go home. And you're in the mental mindset to do nothing. I dare you to get prepared for the challenges of your life by getting rid of comfort. I dare you. I dare you when you find that job that if you don't have a ride to work that you want, and then when you get there, you take the stairs. I dare you not to check a break, baby. I dare you to work through your lunch. I dare you that when it's hot, that you work faster. When it's cold, you work longer. I dare you to learn something new today that you didn't know yesterday. I dare you to. I dare you to run past that challenge. I dare you to face adversity. I dare you to look at it and say, look, I'm more than this right now. I can handle it. I dare you to look at your obstacles like a mountain. I dare you to stop running from them. I dare you to stop throwing away food because you're scared you're going to eat it at night. I dare you to stop taking the detour because it's a crack house on the corner and it's a liquor store on the street. I dare you to stop running from your addiction. I dare you to stop running from the old you and become the man you know you can become. Mountains aren't going to move. You got to climb that bad boy, baby. You cannot get what you want in your life by being comfortable. Comfort is failing us.
Many of you are denied your dream and your goal because you have a consistency versus an intensity problem. Consistency is when you do something. Intensity is how you do something. And that's why many of you, no matter what you do, no matter how much you do it, no matter who you're looking at, no matter what you read, you're going to be denied because you think that just being consistent at something is going to let you win. And just that earns you the right to win. That I'm being denied that corner office. I'm being denied that car. I'm being denied this quality of life. I'm being denied that opportunity, this scholarship. I keep getting cut off the team. You know, if I just stay, if I just keep practicing and I just stay around this team, sooner or later I'll make it. No, you won't. No, you won't, because consistency does not guarantee you the win. Many of you, as bad as you don't want to accept this, you're never going to win because you're not intense enough. And until you get intense to the point that nothing will get in your way, that you will not get in your way, you'll never win.
What has stopped you
What has haunted you? Why are you losing sleep over it? All roads lead back to what you're focusing on and who you're listening to. Energy flows where focus goes. So what are you focused on? If you haven't been able to get it done, today marks the first day of the best days of your life. So where focus goes, energy flows. I'm talking to you. If you're gonna get it done, I need you to listen and focus. At all costs, protect your peace. If you're gonna get it done, you gotta let some things go. Stop waiting to feel like it. Stop waiting until you see it. Stop waiting for somebody to come and save you. Nobody's coming to rescue you. The problem with many of you is that you're focused on your fears. You're focused on the risk more than you are the reward. The prize goes to the hardest worker in the room. The question is, how bad do you want this? The problem with many of you is that you're not tired enough. You're focused on the pain of the process more than you are the glory on the other side. You're listening to the wrong people. You're listening to the wrong voices. It's time to pull that energy from fear. Pull that energy away from doubt. How bad do you want this? If you can hear my voice, I'm just wondering if you are bold enough, if you are daring enough, if your faith is outrageous enough to take a chance on yourself. It's time to manifest. It's time to get it done. Fight, fight, fight for your future. It may hurt, but get it done. With tears in your eyes, get it done. If nobody believes in you, get it done. If the person you love most walks out on you, get it done. If your children don't believe in you, get it done. If your spouse don't believe in you, get it done. It's always impossible until it's done. So get it done. Over the course of my life, I've come to realize that in order to get things done, there are some things I've got to get over. And that's the problem with many of you, is that you're not over the relationship gone bad. You're not over the job that you lost. You're not over the person that walked out on you, the people and the places where you've experienced trauma and anguish. You're not over it. You're not over the fear. You're not over the anxiety. You don't smile anymore. You don't laugh anymore. You don't love like you used to. And there are some things you're going to have to get over. You have not been able to get it done because you're carrying so much weight from the past. Don't feel like it. But newsflash, stop waiting to feel it. At the end of the day, you can listen to a million motivational speeches, but you are going to have to wake up and make a decision to get it done. The moment you are no longer willing to tolerate where you are, everything changes. Nobody's going to be able to pull you out of the murky water, out of this muddy, bloody, painful, miserable place that you're in. You're going to have to make up your mind. Enough is enough. I'm getting out of this place. And I got stuff to do. I've got a destiny to fulfill. Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to let go of some things? Are you willing to put the work in? Are you ready to be consistent? Are you tired of this version of yourself? Get over the pain. Get over the trauma. Get over the betrayal. Get over who left you. Get over who lied on you. Get over it. If you're gonna get it done, you've gotta get over it. Release the pain. Release the unforgiveness. Release the fear. If you're going to get it done, you're going to have to eliminate all distractions and put your blinders on. I don't know what your goal is. Let the world reject you. Let the world close doors on you. Let the world tell you no. I'm just wondering, can you dig deep inside yourself? The future goes to the hardest worker in the room. You have everything you need to get started. Stop waiting for the weather to change in your life. Stop waiting for the perfect conditions. Stop waiting for a handout. Stop waiting for everybody to believe in you and cheer for you and affirm you. Life knocked you in the mouth years ago and you haven't hit back yet. You hit back with determination. You hit back with focus. You hit back when you listen. You hit back when you are disciplined. You hit back with resilience. Get in the ring and hit back. It's time to get up and hit back. Stand in a mirror and tell yourself, I've got a destiny to fulfill. It's simple, but it's not easy. But all you have is all you need. It's the start that stops most people. Start now.